listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, discover how to keep existing clients coming back for more. Our strategy includes practical steps you can easily implement into your business. ASG Episode 10, Why Client Retention Should Be Your Top Priority, written by Lily Joins. When you became an insurance agent, you might not have realized you were getting more than a sales job, but it's true. Your role is equal parts sales and customer service. Keeping in touch with your clients provides real results, and we've got the stats to prove it. We'll walk you through everything you need to know. First things first, be an agent who cares. When you deliver a positive customer experience, clients are more likely to keep coming back and tell their friends. You never want them to think you're just trying to make a sale and forget about them. It's about the connection with your clients, and that connection is crucial. Because although many people can shop for insurance online, a recent survey found that 77% of consumers still prefer to receive advice from a human being. Hey, that's what you do. Perfect. Start out small. No one expects you to memorize everything about every client. However, a simple spreadsheet can help you keep track of important details like birthdays. Try learning the following about each client: personal details like their spouse's name, kids' names and ages, birthdays, anniversaries, their job or industry, activities and organizations they're involved with or their kids participate in, upcoming vacations, favorite sports teams, the list goes on and on. You should also learn your client's preferred method of contact: text, phone call, or email. While this might sound like a lot of work on your part, you'll be surprised how naturally these details come up during regular conversation. It's worth the effort to avoid losing a customer. Remember, it's harder to fire a friend than an agent. Strive to put your clients first. The more you communicate with your clients, the better your chances of retaining them. When your clients know you respond quickly and care about helping them, they'll come to you first with their concerns. And making your customers happy doesn't just mean retaining one sale. Excellent customer service also earns you easier cross-sell opportunities, more referrals, and higher overall revenue. About 72% of customers surveyed by ClickFox said customer service keeps them loyal to a brand, beating out price at 50%. Of those surveyed, 78% show their loyalty by telling others about the brand. To build a strong, lasting relationship, you'll occasionally have to let sales take a backseat to customer service. The more you stay in touch and know about your clients, the easier it is to check in. One strategy is to take advantage of standard events that occur for all of your clients. When a plan renewal date approaches, offer to review their coverage to make sure they're still happy with it. Check in before the enrollment period to offer plan reviews and guidance on what will be available. Maybe a provider is expanding their service area or exiting a local market. Write an annual New Year's letter with what's going on in your life. Think friendship, not business. Simply include a handwritten note at the end that says something like, "P.S. Remember, I'm always here if you or anyone you know has any questions about insurance." The second strategy for checking in uses those personal details and the spreadsheet we talked about earlier. It's a great way to show clients that you're more than just an agent, you're their friend. Offer positive encouragement before a golf tournament or a big business presentation. Wish them a good vacation and make sure they know whether their plan has travel benefits. Celebrate your planniversary, the day your client signed their first policy with you. You can even set up internet alerts for news related to your clients, their company, or other personal interests. That covers the when, but what do you use to stay in touch? Newsletters let you deliver a mix of content to your clients, like articles about health-related topics, insurance Q&As or FAQs, client of the month testimonials, a medical or insurance joke, even discount coupons for contact lenses or other health-related products. Feel free to include pictures to build emotional connections when appropriate. For example, you might include a picture of a client's family with the caption, "With a new granddaughter on the way, Bob and Susie are happy they just reviewed their life insurance policy." Use your email. Create standard content that you can easily automate and send to a range of customers when a specific event occurs. You can send a message when a lead becomes a client, when a client turns 65, when a client enrolls in a new plan, or when a client is approaching their plan renewal date. Consider the power of surveys, too. They offer a number of benefits, including increasing customer loyalty, generating repeat sales, and collecting valuable feedback. More specifically, research shows that survey participants are half as likely to defect to a competitor, and they're more profitable than non-surveyed customers. Surveys are also a great way to find new sales opportunities. For example, you could ask your clients to rank their satisfaction with their coverage. Then, depending on their answers, you can plan your next move. If they're not satisfied with the strength or amount of coverage they have, you can offer them a supplementary policy or a more comprehensive plan. Cards or letters are another great personalized way to stay in touch. Now, depending on the size of your client list, writing a holiday card for everyone could be a big undertaking. To save yourself from having to crank out dozens of cards at once, pre-write a holiday card for each client when they first become a customer and file it away. To make your notes more personal, use old-fashioned pen and ink instead of a computer. I know I prefer to receive a personalized letter over a standard store-bought card, and our agents have found the same to be true for their clients. If you do choose to type a letter, be sure to add a wet signature and a PS about questions and referrals at the end. Lastly, you can always stay in touch with a phone call. Just make sure you only call clients who actually like talking on the phone, or you'll end up feeling awkward. Scripting the whole call will make you sound unnatural. Instead, make a simple list of conversation starters to keep you on track. Remember, you're not giving a sales pitch. You're just checking in to see how they're doing and what's new in their life. When you keep in consistent contact with your clients, your relationships will become more mutually beneficial. While you develop a steady, reliable source for referrals and generate easier cross-sell opportunities, your client will get increasingly better protection and more peace of mind from following your expert advice. Want to learn more about the benefits of putting your clients first? You don't want to miss out on our infographic, 16 stats that prove you should put your clients first. You can download that by visiting our show notes, and be sure to check out all the other links we mentioned in this episode as well. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, please subscribe to the show on Podbean, in iTunes, or on the Apple Podcasts app. While you're there, leave a review or a short message. We'd love to hear what you think. Your feedback helps us make this podcast better, and it's also your chance to get a shout out on the show. Thanks for listening. See you next episode.